It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Thursday, October 22nd. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour.
The case of Lauren McCluskey.
The parents of murdered University of Utah student Lauren McCluskey announced a settlement today in their two lawsuits against the school. Both sides say the settlement addresses how she died and what she dedicated her life to. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details of today's announcement.
With our commitment to learning from our mistakes, we honor Lauren.
The attorneys for the McCluskey family say it really wasn't about the $13.5 million they decided on. What they wanted to hear was University President Ruth Watkins acknowledge Lauren's death was preventable.
As a result, we failed Lauren and her family.
Jill McCluskey says all of the money will go to the Lauren McCluskey Foundation, raising money for animal care, amateur athletics, and campus safety.
We acknowledge and applaud the many positive changes that have occurred at the University of Utah since her death, and we hope they continue.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
The Utah Health Department reported another 1,543 cases of COVID-19 today. 13 more counties have moved from the moderate to the high level on the state's pandemic scale. Governor Gary Herbert says our medical systems are being stressed as hospitalizations surge.
It should cause us all concern with our ICU units being occupied by COVID-19 patients, and that has the potential to push out others who need it, delaying elective surgeries and others who have a need for an ICU unit. It's not just the rooms either, as has been mentioned. It really is the personnel to man our ICU units, which is stressed. And what we have going on right now is not sustainable. So we need to change that direction. That requires all of us to participate.
The governor mentioned most people will recover from COVID-19, but there are long-term effects that we don't know much about. He even mentioned his own child and grandchild are both dealing with long-term loss of taste. IHC officials say they have started transferring patients to various hospitals to make more room for COVID patients. There are currently 301 people hospitalized with COVID in the state. All of the health officials who spoke today again stressed the importance of wearing masks wherever social distancing is not possible. The Festival of Trees, the Benefits Primary Children's Hospital, is going to celebrate their 15th year this fall, but they have to make some changes because of the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
No big crowds walking through the decorated trees this year. They'll be set up at Vivint Arena this time, with people able to view them online. The chair of the volunteer board, Shauna Davis, hopes the virtual ability will bring in new people donating from around the country.
If everyone that tunes in and listens to us and invites that special festival spirit into their homes to watch would donate, then absolutely we will raise more funds than that.
The website will let people zoom in and around the trees. They also plan a 90-minute live broadcast. The donations go toward charity care at Primary Children's. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Firefighters say their containment lines on the Range Fire near Provo Canyon have held up through some gusty winds as the cold front moved in. Today, crews will continue to work on the perimeter and extinguish hot spots near the fire's edge. The fire has burned close to 15,000 acres and is 57% contained. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted to advance Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination today, but there were only Republicans in the room. Democrats boycotted the vote, saying this entire process shouldn't happen right before an election. Utah Senator Mike Lee was among those who spoke, slamming his colleagues from across the aisle.
Democrats, not Republicans, escalated Supreme Court confirmations into ideological knife fights and worse, and made political outcomes the defining issue of this process rather than judicial philosophy. and qualifications.
No Supreme Court justice has ever been confirmed this close to an election. Tonight is the final presidential debate, which will air live here on KSL News Radio. But this debate has some new rules in place designed to keep the candidates from talking over each other.
Tonight's debate could look different from that first showdown. The commission announced that when a candidate gives his two-minute answer, the other candidate's mic will be muted, preventing interruptions. President Trump is not happy.
I think the mute is very unfair. And I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs.
But both campaigns agreed months ago that the debate moderators could set the topics for each event. The president and his team have said the topics were changed to not include foreign policy, but that is not true. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Russia is now responding to U.S. accusations that the Kremlin went after American voter registration data to interfere in the election.
As it has many times before, the Kremlin has denied fresh allegations that it's interfering in the U.S. election. American security officials late Wednesday said Russia and Iran had accessed some voter registration data, taking contact information and addresses. They said Iran used the data to send threatening faked emails to voters in Florida. It's not clear if Russia has done anything yet with the data. The Kremlin spokesman called the accusations absolutely groundless. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, Moscow.
Coming up on KSL, the Great Pumpkin has a new home and a look at your noontime drive.
Crews are still in the process of cleaning up a crash with possible injuries northbound I-15, 123rd South and Draper in the right lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Just 11 days until election week. Knock out your ballot as soon as it arrives. Sign it and mail it and make sure your voice is heard. Election week is coming, so keep listening to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Early on at Whipple Service Champions, I bought six plumbing vans for an average of $2,000 each. What a bargain. But it wasn't. I apologize to those poor technicians that had to drive those broken-down vans and to the customers who had to wait while we waited for tow trucks and mechanics. After that, I bought five-year-old fleet trucks. Now I know why they sell their trucks at 5 years and why I should never buy them. I've learned this about furnaces, ACs, and water heaters, too. If they are 15 or 20 years old, they're not going to be reliable. At Whipple Service Champions, you can have reliable and get over $2,000 off a high-efficiency furnace and AC or a new water heater at this year's best prices. Each comes with a reliable 10 years parts and labor warranty. Only from Whipple, Utah's best-of-state company, 9 times in 9 years. Whipple Service Champions, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. 10 years parts and labor.
We know Ben McAdams voted with Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda 85% of the time. And when McAdams was tasked with serving on a commission to investigate religious persecution, helping men and women of faith who were being tortured by a communist regime, Ben McAdams' own lawyers admitted he skipped key meetings. He didn't even show up. McAdams sides with Nancy Pelosi and the liberals in Congress. He's too weak to stand up to China. And now he's supporting Joe Biden, who plans to raise taxes by $4 trillion. But that's not surprising, because when McAdams was mayor, he approved increasing property taxes annually by $9.4 million. Ben McAdams, falling in line with Pelosi, too weak to stand up to China, and a proven record of raising our taxes. We can't risk or afford Ben McAdams in Congress. Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. The parents of murdered University of Utah student Lauren McCluskey announced a settlement today in their two lawsuits against the school. Now both sides say this settlement addresses how Lauren died. The father of a California seventh grader is upset that he got a letter that his son could be arrested for missing some 30-minute Zoom classes last month. ABC's Andrea Fuji has more.
A seventh grader is at risk of being arrested for missing remote classes.
This is our fourth child in this school, and out of the blue we get a letter.
Merrick Mastrov's dad explained that when his son missed three 30-minute Zoom classes one day last month, the Northern California Middle School made the threat.
Are you going to come arrest my son at my home or try and fine me for not getting into his Zoom class on time, perfect, every day.
A school administrator sent a letter that listed the three periods Merrick missed and explained when a student is absent without a valid excuse, the student is considered truant, according to California law. The pupil may be subject to arrest.
Two unique lizards have been reunited with their rightful owners, and two people suspected of swiping them are in custody. Police in Long Beach, California say they recovered a pair of Australian lace monitor lizards stolen back in November. The lizards that can grow to be over 6 feet long are valued together at over $75,000. If you're in the market for a goat, Utah County Sheriff's Office has a deal for you. The office says they have five goats that were either lost or abandoned, and they are auctioning them off. Bidding ends November 2nd. The last time they auctioned goats, some went for as little as $10. The holiday movie, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, will not be airing on network TV this year for the first time in 54 years. Why? Well, Apple TV Plus bought the rights to a large group of the Peanut shows, including holiday specials. Now, Apple says they will stream The Great Pumpkin for free to anyone on October 30th, 31st, and November 1st. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We do have a crash in Draper. This is northbound on I-15 at 123rd South. It's right by the exit ramp. You can still make the exit ramp, but the right lane of traffic on the main flow is blocked, and it has been causing some backups to about Bangor Highway. But nothing major. You've got plenty of room to get around it. Just stay to the center and left lanes of traffic. We also have a crash reported in West Jordan, 90th South, just to the side of 1300 West, and a crash near Fashion Boulevard. This is about 3rd East and 6300 South, not too far from Fashion Place. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment. Forklifts, excavators, aerial lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers, they can service them all at a Diamond Rental near you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And with the latest on the forecast, here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Lots of sunshine today, but a 20-degree temperature drop and more cold on the way. Your forecast coming up.
And still to come on Utah's new news, a report from the Associated Press says the U.S. could see an increase in overdose deaths this year. We're going to go in depth and see what's happening here in Utah. That's coming up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Are you unemployed or furloughed? Looking to enhance your career or start a new one? SLCC is dedicated to supporting students during these turbulent times. From healthcare to tech, SLCC offers a variety of short-term training, degree programs, and certificates designed to put you on the path to success. Concerned about cost? You may be eligible for funds that cover your educational costs. Learn more about eligible programs and funding at slcc.edu/all-in.
Congressman John Curtis gets things done for Utah. Since being elected, 7 bills signed by the president.
Instead of just talking about it, why don't we go out there and show them?
Ah, okay. Like passing the Small Business Access to Capital and Efficiency Act that helps local businesses grow. Or introducing the Rural Broadband Permitting Efficiency Act that expands high-speed internet access to all Utah's counties.
Don't forget about the Endangered Fish Recovery Program's Extension Act that protects our precious resources.
Right, but it's not just about what John has done, but what he's stopped. Introduced laws to suspend pay to Congress if the government shuts down. And voted over 20 times against irresponsible spending.
We got to go faster if we're going to fit it all in.
Okay, 177 town hall meetings held, rode 53 miles on a clean air bike tour, and passed the most sweeping public lands bill in decades.
I'm John Curtis, and I approve this message.
Because John Curtis gets things done for Utah.
Paid for by Curtis for Congress.
In business, things move quickly. You have to be ready to shift, pivot, adapt, then do it all over again. Comcast Business gives you fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. And for a limited time, you can also get fast shipping with Amazon Business Prime Essentials. Wow, that was fast. So no matter what comes next, you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Help your business bounce forward with this amazing new offer. Get started with powerful internet and voice for $64.90 a month for 12 months. And ask how you can get one free year of Amazon Business Prime Essentials on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Offer ends 10/25/20. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Call for details.
Take us wherever you go on the KSL News Radio app. It's really easy. The KSL News Radio app, it's sponsored by Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The U of U reaches a settlement with the family of Lauren McCluskey in their wrongful death lawsuits. Over $13 million will go toward animal care, amateur athletics, and campus safety. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Utah Health Department reported another 1,543 cases of COVID-19 today. 13 more counties have moved from the moderate to the high level of the state's pandemic scale. Third is a look at your noontime drive and is sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
Still a lot of crews on the scene of this crash in Draper, northbound on I-15 at 123rd South. That right lane is blocked. That's what's causing your backups to Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful day today, but a lot cooler, and another big cold front on the way. Your forecast coming up.
And only 48 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 12 days out from Election Day, but Vice President Mike Pence turning back the clock, looking 4 years ago on the campaign trail in Michigan today.
Michigan said yes to President Donald Trump in 2016. And I know Michigan's going to say yes to 4 more years of President Donald Trump in 2020.
Tonight, President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden debate for the final time. It's in Nashville. ABC's Mary Bruce is there, but she says many people have already made their decision.
Now, while tonight's debate does have the potential to be a pretty big make or break moment, millions of Americans, of course, have already decided and made up their minds. 44 million ballots already cast.
40 states are reporting increasing coronavirus hospitalization rates, and the economic fallout of the pandemic continues. 787,000 people filed for unemployment last week, and that's the lowest number since March. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said there has been progress on talks for a new stimulus deal with the White House. Goldman Sachs is going to pay almost $3 billion to resolve a criminal investigation into the bank's role in a foreign scandal.
The sovereign wealth fund known as 1MDB was meant to help Malaysia's economic development. Instead, more than $4 billion was stolen from it and used to enrich associates of Malaysia's former prime minister and pay bribes around the world.
U.S. federal law has a very long arm.
U.S. Attorney Seth Ducharme said Goldman Sachs enabled the bribes so it wouldn't lose the lucrative fees that came with the business. A subsidiary pleaded guilty and the investment bank agreed to pay $2.9 billion. That's about 8 months worth of profits. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Senate Judiciary Committee took another step towards putting Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court.
The nomination will be reported favorably to the floor with a unanimous vote.
Committee Chair Lindsey Graham announcing a unanimous vote because Democrats boycotted the committee vote, a full vote likely to take place on Monday. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The report from the Associated Press says the U.S. could see an increase in overdose deaths this year, and they are linking it to the pandemic. But what are we seeing here in Utah? KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has more.
Utah's on track to have about the same number of overdose deaths this year as 2019. But addiction experts are worried about fentanyl, an opioid so powerful a tiny dose can kill you.
We're looking at roughly went from like 11% of the deaths in 2019 to now we're at 23% of the deaths overall for all overdoses.
Susanna Burt with Utah's Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health also says it's not the only thing people are taking.
These fentanyl deaths are usually in combination with another substance, usually with a stimulant, whether it's illicit, meaning something like methamphetamine or cocaine, or with another prescription drug medication.
Utah's had some success stopping people making meth, but now it's starting to come in from other states. Burt says the pandemic also makes it challenging for those with addictions to reach out.
Because we've had a lot of barriers, whether that's the 6 feet, whether it's the safety, whether it's having issues with connectivity. People are more concerned about going to a facility these days because they feel that they may be at risk with COVID or a high-risk individual.
But she says there's lots of options to get help, so don't be ashamed to say something if you need it. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Let's get the latest. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we still have this crash in Draper northbound on I-15. It's at 123rd South, still sticking out into that right lane of traffic. You've got plenty of room to get around it, but it's still causing a little bit of backup back to Bangor Highway. But it's right by the ramp, and a lot of it is in the Gore area. If you need to take that exit ramp to Draper from northbound I-15, use a little bit of caution because that's where a lot of the backup is really starting to happen. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries are actually in really good shape. For banking solutions built to fit your life, Zions Bank is for you. Discover all the ways they can help you at zionsbank.com or your local branch, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kristen Van Dyke is here now with a 7-day forecast.
Thanks, guys. 7-day forecast shows much cooler weather ahead after highs in the 50s today. We'll go up to 57 for your Friday, but expect a few more clouds around. Then this weekend, another cold front moves in. We'll hit 60 on Saturday with cloudy skies, a chance for rain Saturday night, and then on Sunday, highs in the low 40s and lows down into the 20s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
I don't know. I think it's cool enough already. Only 48 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Hey, if you value breaking news, did you know all you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. And then when news breaks, we'll inform you. KSL News Time, 1221.
We're on the phone with Jake from Magellan HCM, Human Capital Management, and you guys shop everywhere for health insurance for folks. You know, with employers providing health insurance, it just makes sense that they shop for their employees because, after all, they are spending their employees' money, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Almost every employer in Utah shares in the cost of employee benefits with their employees. Yet employees have almost no control over what benefits are being offered or even what the cost of those benefits are. But by shopping your plan with every licensed carrier in Utah, you're ensuring that your employees are getting the most out of each premium dollar that they're being asked to spend.
So does the employer have to make you their broker if they just shop with you anyway?
Nope, they absolutely don't. We understand that most employers have long-standing relationships with their current broker, so we don't require them to make us their broker to shop their plan.
Okay, so then I have to ask you, Jake, what's in it for Magellan?
You know, that's a great question. We are a full-service brokerage. So in the rare scenario where you don't feel like you're getting the service out of your broker that you need, we can certainly step in and be your broker. But in most situations, you're happy with your broker. Oftentimes, we can work with your broker and offer additional HR technology and support which can help him or her become a better broker and offer you a better experience as the client.
And as a client, if I shopped last year and I'm pretty satisfied, why should I have to shop or should I shop this year?
Insurance carriers have always had different appetites for different markets, and those appetites change all the time. COVID-19 has impacted those appetites more than we've seen in 20 years. If ever there was a time to get carriers competing for your business, it's now. But time is running out. You need to be doing it in the next month or so.
And how do we get a hold of you, Jake?
You can get a hold of us by going to our website at shopmyplan.com or by texting insurance to 57500.
This is Ben McAdams. I believe there is nothing we can't accomplish if we work together. Nothing can defeat us. No terrorist attack, no natural disaster, no virus. If we put our differences aside, bring people together, and act responsibly to rebuild our economy and our trust in each other, we can cover more people, reduce the cost of prescription drugs, and make healthcare more affordable. We can protect Social Security and Medicare today and for future generations. We can reduce the cost of college and make job training more available. We can get help to those that need it during this pandemic, not just the powerful and politically connected. Anything is possible. if we're willing to make the tough decisions and work together. I'm Ben McAdams, candidate for Congress. I sponsored and paid for this message because we've got to do better. Put people before party and principle above politics.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. What's coming up on the show today, Lee?
There is a long list of topics we're going to cover on the program today. First off, we're going to walk back through some of the announcements by Governor Gary Herbert, state epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn, and others who addressed folks here this morning. There are some new, startling, record-breaking numbers in our battle against the coronavirus, and we got to get up to speed on that. We'll do so on the program today. Also, we're going to look backwards and forwards at two debates. Last night, the two candidates for attorney general here in the state of Utah got together. Some have been describing it as contentious or Utah's own version of the presidential debate. No, far from it. And I'll make the case for that later on. And we'll be looking forward to tonight's final presidential debate between, obviously, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. We'll predict some of how that may go. Also, I conducted my own polling just last night on some questions I have about, will you be inviting your children to watch the debate tonight? Is your mind made up already? Among some other questions, I'll reveal the answers and the results of that poll later on in the program today.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money, it's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The video streaming app Quibi is calling it quits just 6 months after it was launched. The service was designed to provide short videos to people on smartphones, but the company was backed by NBC, Disney, and Viacom and says it's had a hard time finding customers. The losses are building at U.S. Airlines. American Airlines this morning says it lost $2.4 billion in the third quarter. Southwest Airlines reported a loss of $1.16 billion. Harley-Davidson has started recalling some of its LiveWire electric motorcycles because a software issue can cause the powertrain to shut down and not restart. Customers with the recalled bikes will be notified and get a free software upgrade. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by nearly 200 points. It sits at 28,407. S&P 500 up by 21. The NASDAQ up by 33. A video of a man catching a home run ball during Game 2 of the World Series is getting a lot of run on social media. The man was so excited to catch the ball hit by Dodgers' Will Smith, he threw his baseball glove down onto the field in celebration. Took a few seconds to realize what he had done. He did eventually get his glove back.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.